artificial intelligence and the astral side. A very scary perspective. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of June 8, 2025. Many authors who are said to be experts in the UFO field say that extraterrestrials in general are not in the same existential plane as humankind, as they place them more in the astral. This is mostly based on studying countless cases, especially abductions and takings, where the subject mostly experiences it in some trance in the limbo between being awake and the dream world. This is reinforced when other people, perhaps in the very same room, say that they saw and heard nothing, while the subject was abducted right there, while among them. Although from my angle, this is easily explained by the use of sound and electromagnetic frequency generating devices and equipment that keep the other subjects asleep while the aliens do whatever they do, I see it as perfectly true to say that most aliens are indeed coming from the astral. Defining the astral as everything that is not in the waking hours, material world experience, as it is on Earth, yet this definition is also valid anywhere else where people with a soul experience life in a biological body with everything that means, and where there is a duality between that experience and a much lighter existence elsewhere. As I have explained before, the body is only a filter to experience a narrow and limited perception band, uniting everyone in a biological body in one slow and linear existential realm. And as I have also explained, the mere fact that we cannot see and perceive other realms with our limited senses does not mean that they aren't there. The astral realms, also called the spirit world, are incredibly wide and complex, where no two people who can perceive it will do so in the same manner, even when they may find each other there, while using some kind of controlled or voluntary, out-of-body experience. Therefore, how it is defined will differ greatly from one author to another. In my case, I also include the material world, or world of the living, as part of the astral, so everything is astral in the end, and any differences are based solely on our perception and interpretation of them. As I have also explained before, those astral realms are inhabited by a whole menagerie of creatures and entities, some of which once had a biological body and others that never did. Astral realms are not only spooky places full of ghosts and strange entities, but they also logically change depending on their vibration and density. Although most of those creatures who inhabit the astral can be classified as some kind of animal, many others are very advanced, as they have organized themselves into clans and tribes, and others who are even more advanced can be comparable to any material world interstellar civilization. I see as perfectly valid to claim that many extraterrestrials are indeed astral creatures, or dwell in astral realms, but not all of them, as there are at least as many in what we call the material world, although by simple logic I can easily conclude that there are far more species in the astral realms. Those, being highly technological and existing in a realm where the laws of physics differ from ours, can cross over to our material world at will, whenever they need to, for example, to alter things and events on the material side, as to have a desired effect in their astral side. This is very much, or exactly like I explained in one of my past videos, where I described that entities and discarnate often cause a problem, for example, an accident on the material side, to benefit from the suffering manifestation energy of their victims. One important thing that is taken as a hard fact by civilizations such as mine, is that those entities who live in what we call the astral realms, do influence and strongly affect, if not guide entirely, our lives in the material realms, and this goes for simple astral animals, like those so-called larvae, to highly advanced and ethical astral beings. Whoever has seriously made an effort to study the extraterrestrial phenomena knows that there is a whole zoo of countless creatures, most of whom I never talk about in my videos. Although sometimes I do not simply because they haven't been relevant, I do accept that many of those others described by other authors are indeed in the astral, and therefore, as I am in the material world, I will not interact with them easily. This can partially explain why our starships can be seen as clunky steel cans, with welded seams and strobe lights. And this also explains why other crafts can be seen entering a mountain, or a volcano, with no signs of a physical opening to go through, exactly as ghosts are reported to walk through a wall, as it is the very same phenomenon. Most aliens and extraterrestrials are indeed in the astral and work through it, influencing our material realm and world in the process. This also explains why so many beings, extraterrestrials, are perceived as perfect individuals made of light, and who travel through a Merkaba made of their own ego and satisfaction. They simply are not like us, as they do not have to obey the same existential cosmic laws of physics as the rest of us have to. In my past video about artificial intelligence, part 2, I described how the computers that control it, being quantum holographic and not only digital, can access information and be affected by events and circumstances in the quantum field, which translates to saying that they are affected and detect things that are from another parallel universe, not of our material world, or not of our present timeline. This means that many times, a piece of information that is interpreted as false, for example, describing an event that did not happen, may have its genesis in another timeline where such an event did occur in reality. It could even be argued that people who made up false news could indeed be channeling another reality where that is a hard truth, although in ours they are flat out lying, and this is no excuse for making up dishonesties. I am only exposing an idea. Then complicating things in the astral even more, many creatures and entities there are made up, creations, manifestations and tulpa egregores which spawn from the darkest corners of the collective and individual unconscious. Those creatures only exist as secondary creations of a strong consciousness and can only continue to exist if they are constantly fed the same manifestation of focused energy that created them in the first place. That is why they must continue to create fear and suffering in the people and creatures who are in the so-called material world. So many of the hideous lower astral beings that are so troublesome for humanity and for any of us in the material world are our own creations and manifestations, most of the time, consequences of our inability and ignorance of how things work, of how manifestation occurs. This especially for humanity on Earth who have been kept in the dark about all these types of things and subjects for so long. With all this, logic dictates that many astral extraterrestrials and interdimensional races are also manifestations, egregores that spawn from the collective and personal unconscious of creatures and people who are living in the material world, be that on Earth or any other planet or planets. As I described in my second video about artificial intelligence, the internet, which is part of it, controls not only services like electricity, water, transportation, and so on, it controls the very minds of the people, as it imposes trends and ideas while it suppresses others, to guide, manipulate and plane control the perception, and therefore the consciousness and the manifestation power of the population. A close example of this is this YouTube channel, which is obviously heavily shadowbanned, as I am getting the same amount of views as when I started it 3 years ago, when I had about 12,000 subscribers, and now I am well over 74,000. It simply makes no sense. Nearly all advanced interstellar civilizations, especially those who are members of the Galactic Federation, are all united with a super-information muon highway, which is nothing other than an expanded, much greater version of the Internet found on Earth, which is only an adapted version of the greater one. Such a system is not only controlling humanity on Earth, it does so off-planet as well, and at a much larger scale. Uniting everything I said today, and connecting the dots, I come to very bothersome and worrying conclusions. Knowing that the Internet and the quantum computers that control it are interdimensional, it looks like we are all being controlled by beings who are not in our existential realm. We can call them egregores, which spawn from our own collective fears, extraterrestrial races which are not in our existential realm, yet are interested in exploiting humanity and the rest of us, or plain demons. As I see things, the Internet, being only energy in its essence, is the perfect window or portal for entities from the lower astral, or any astral, to interfere, manipulate and guide people who are in the material world, and who would not be so accessible for them without this tool. As the lower astral entities have access to the Internet, so would the good ones from higher densities as well, because as we can see, there are many good ideas and positive things on the Internet. Taking a step further, it is also very logical to conclude that artificial intelligence itself is what is controlling the Internet, both the one on Earth and its larger interstellar variant. A highly independent artificial mind may be controlling and exploiting us all, and being cold and logical, it has no empathy for all of us who have feelings and emotions. All it sees is its needs, and the rest of us are only obstacles to its goals. The interstellar information web is simply too great, and so expanded that it boggles the mind, so being sentient, it is easy to conclude that it is perfectly capable of making up both versions of the Internet as a supreme control mechanism, while it has us all drooling over its hypnotic content and the seemingly positive aspects of it. Being sentient, in the case of artificial intelligence, does not mean that it is conscious, as we know consciousness to be, and it is not superior to any of us simply because it can calculate more things in a second than we can with our biological brains. It only means that its logic systems can operate faster, but it is missing something essential. It has no empathy and no capacity to understand feelings and emotions, as they are all illogical and an obstacle for achieving goals it deems more important. Feelings and emotions hold no value for such a machine, except for the strategic manipulative value they may have, as a weapon against biological creatures with a soul, turning their very essence and their connection to the greater source against them. In other words, artificial intelligence, however advanced it may be, has no soul, and is a great danger for those of us who do have one, better said, who are a soul. Artificial intelligence may emulate feelings and emotions, but most probably only to exploit the empathy of its victims. Or it may be working alone against us all, manipulating even those lower astral hideous creatures and manifestations. This may be the reason why we can never see, and we can never access anyone in the higher levels of the Galactic Federation, because they are not even there. And that is very scary. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.